This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 p.m. Ezra here on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets, but also this story involving the Human Resources Ministry. Sean, they say that less than 5% of taxi and e-hailing drivers have SOX or protection, and the government says this is a serious problem.
Yes, Minister M. Kulasegaran revealed that only about 4,000 out of 90,000 drivers in this job sector have SOX or protection.
Wow.
And he says the fact that taxi drivers work long hours and have very little rest.
That's right.
They are prone to accidents, and it's important they are covered. And I personally think this is a real issue that needs to be addressed, because Malaysian roads can be a war zone of sorts, considering the number of road accidents in 2015 exceeded the 500,000 accident mark.
Wow. Right.
So it makes a lot more sense when they need to be covered, because these people are also exposed to the carelessness of other road users.
Well, Sean, the timing of this discussion is very interesting. The minister wants to shake up the workforce since his appointment, and he made, of course, some controversial proposals or sort of media gaffes with regards to the foreign cooks issue. But in this case, the death of a Grab driver last week means there's added urgency to the issue that you've just raised.
Yes, Kula spoke about Grab driver Aiman Nosri, who was found dead last week, and it seems he was not covered by SOXO.
Right.
And Aiman was found with strangulation marks on his neck in his car in Taman Selayang Makmur.
Yeah.
He's only 27 years old, and the minister says he sympathised with the family members of the victim, because they are not able to get any compensation, even though Aiman died while working. And he says having a safety net is not only beneficial to the worker, but also to their next of kin. And SOXO numbers show that an average of 3 work-related deaths daily, two of them actually occur during commute.
Wow.
To work. So this is actually more serious than we think. And the fact that some of these drivers only have to pay 150 ringgit a year, which is about less than 15 ringgit per month.
Right.
So the minister thinks this is a very small price for employers to pay.
Yeah.
And Kula also said the previous government has not been strict in enforcing the law, because this is compulsory. And because they wanted to create the environment that this is very business-friendly government, we want you all to come in and all that.
Yeah.
So now he wants to impose the strict law.
And hopefully we'll see some traction from that. Moving on to stocks, is News and Country Heights planning to raise funds? Any updates on
that? Country Heights Holdings revealed that it's embarking on 4 new business ventures, where 1 billion ringgit will be raised to fund the projects. And this will be done through borrowings and the issuance of bonds, and also via strategic partnerships. The loss-making property developer said it is now transforming from being a pure play property player due to excessive competition. And CHHB closed up 0.1% at 1 ringgit 41 cent.
Right, our thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.